Always, before I got off the floor, the chambermaid would run after me, Bible in hand. "Please, belong you?" In desperation, I had tried giving Bibles away on the street. My guides made no objection. They seemed, in fact, to feel sorry for me when person after person stopped to see what I was offering, then handed the book back to me. And now this store. "Not many customer." Strangely enough, I left that wide-open, well-stocked Bible shop more discouraged than at any time since I had been in China. Persecution is an enemy the Church has met and mastered many times. Indifference could prove to be a far more dangerous foe. I still had one hope. Everywhere people assured me that theological seminaries were still open. At first this seemed unbelievably good news, but after visiting one I was not so sure. The school I visited was just outside Nanking. I spent some time with the president and one of the professors in an ideal situation. Both spoke English. Here, I thought, was a chance to visit Christians free from the critical eye of an interpreter. However, once we were alone, we sat in embarrassed silence, broken only by the noisy sipping of tea. When we had reached the bottom of our cups and still no one had spoken, I decided to begin by explaining that I was a missionary. But at the word missionary, both men looked as shocked as if I had said a dirty word within those sacred walls. "The missionaries we knew," said the president, "was spies." He turned to the professor and said something to him in Chinese. The professor left the room and scurried back a minute later, carrying a huge book, opened to a well-marked page of correspondence between a missionary and some government officials regarding natural resources, food supplies, and popular discontent. Over the next quarter hour, this little professor in his blue uniform hustled back and forth from the library, each time bringing a new volume, always opened to an underlined passage. All the books were from well-known Western publishing houses, and it did appear, indeed, that some missionaries had regularly supplied their embassies with information. We in the West had never seen a conflict between loyalty to Christ and loyalty to homeland. Had we left a confused witness behind us for that reason? Whatever the truth, my visit to the Nanking Seminary was to be a purely political affair. The president was a member of the local parliament and deeply involved in the international communist movement. Anti-American posters were plastered on walls, with the inevitable Chinese chasing the inevitable American who was carrying the inevitable atomic bomb. About the Christianity taught in this seminary, I learned nothing. Whatever form it takes, one thing is sure. It is dressed in the military anti-Western garb that all education in China wears today. How much can you learn about a country in a single superficial visit, hampered by a language barrier and by interpreters who, you know, want you to see only the best?